Spirituality is that which uplifts the human spirit, which brings us from animal consciousness into awareness of ourselves not as a body, not as a physical entity, but as a spiritual existence. It brings us into knowledge of our eternal being, knowledge of awareness, of consciousness, so that we know the difference between being conscious and simply responding and reacting to situations, people, and existence around us. Infinite consciousness can be accessed simply by becoming aware of the part of yourself which knows you are thinking, which knows you are listening at this moment to these words. Become aware not of the external senses, but simultaneous to the experience of sensory existence, becoming aware of the one who listens, the one who hears, the aware consciousness which experiences life. All experiences, good or bad, are experienced by the knower, by the one who knows everything that occurs in your life. That knower is that witnessing consciousness, that awareness, which is always there. And if you look in the moment, in the here and now, as you listen, be aware that someone is listening. That someone is you, right? Someone knows what's being said. Someone knows the processes in the brain which make sense of words and give them meaning. Someone is aware of that. And that aware consciousness never changes. Regardless of what is experienced, the aware knower is the same. That aware knowing consciousness is the one who knows all that you experience, is you, the knower of your experience. Not only of your experience, but the knower of your thoughts, the aware consciousness which knows your thoughts, the aware consciousness which knows your feeling that you exist. Someone is aware that you exist, and that knowing consciousness which is aware that you exist, that is the Atman. That's your soul. Your soul is aware of your existence. Immortal, undying, unchanging. You were conscious of being born. You are conscious of every thought, every action. You experience it all. And even your feeling that you're a person, an individual, you know that experience. So that Atman, that knower of your sense of self, that is the eternal one. Never changing, never altered, by the experiences. The knower remains the same. And when you leave this physical form, that same knowing consciousness, awareness, will be aware of that experience. And when there is no physical form, that aware consciousness knows your mind, knows the reactions that have formed that cause the basket of karma of your individual existence, is aware of that individual existence. And when it comes to knowing the God Self, the Infinite One, that aware consciousness, which is the knower of all that you are, knower even of your belief in your own existence, that is the same knowing consciousness which knows every other being in this universe, which knows the universe itself exists. That knower is that knows your existence is like the drop of water that is dropped into the sea. It is the same as the sea itself. The knowing existence, the Infinite One, is the knower of all that you are. Can you feel that awareness in you, witnessing all that you experience? In the experience, that knowing consciousness often becomes invisible to us because we see, we hear, we feel, we're absorbed in the experience. Our knowing awareness is absorbed in the experience. The knower, the known, and the act of knowing become merged together in the experience of being. When you are aware and you realize that that awareness, consciousness abides in everything, there begins to be no separation between you and all the living beings, between you and the plants and the animals, the rocks, the people, the planet, the sun, the solar system, the galaxy, the cosmos. All exists within the knowingness of being, the same knowingness which knows your experience in this moment. Infinite, immortal, eternal. This awareness does not change. Known as Purusha, infinite consciousness, it is immortal. It is the foundation of who you are.